Raising the detonator, Jonah took the NVGs off. He covered his eyes with a hand and turned away. Then he detonated the mines, he'd said. The explosion shattered the night, ripping across the land like anchored thunder, even long enough to briefly scare off the bullying wind. Molter parts and guts landed within the blast radius, but especially outside it, coating nearby tree trunks with sticky chunks and spraying them with bloody mist. Jonah dropped his hand, maintaining his night vision, before pulling the NVGs back on. The warmth of the blast made it look as if the green snow was on fire. He aimed his silenced automatic rifle, the perfect weapon for this mission, in the general vicinity of where he suspected the survivors of the attack were hiding, and headed down the hill on the run. The massive blast had killed most of them, but not all, as he'd expected. There always seemed to be a few away from the others, as if they were in charge of the rest and forced to be more cautious, out of range of any danger. Molters naturally spaced themselves out, similar to what soldiers were trained to do to survive a sudden attack that may or may not happen. Jonah had counted on that. Even though there had been many feeding on the deer, there were more unseen, waiting to feed. Or they might have already fed elsewhere, Jonah didn't know. Even with creatures like them, when there was a pack, there seemed to be a pecking order. Before they could scramble into the trees, luckily they were still on the ground and stunned, Jonah fired his automatic rifle, shooting two in the head. He squeezed and released the trigger, accurately firing bursts of silent cracks into the others as he arrived at the blast area. The remaining ones fell at practically the same time. The last of them alive, gasped on its back, its jaws gnashing at the air, somehow still alive, with a hole in its head that leaked blood. It was another green one, unlike the first strain he'd encountered, which had been pale, but like the outlying rest of them he'd just killed, and the one in the cave. It was naked, with no hint of sex, just veiny muscles. Where the first molters he encountered had lips, these did not. Where its lips should have been, there were many teeth that lined its mouth, almost like a sea anemone, but one peppered with fangs. Its only purpose for living was to kill and to feed what was growing within. Was it born with the mouth teeth? Did they grow after? He'd never seen a green one molt. No matter the specific trajectory of the evolution of the molters, or whether they still lived to sacrifice themselves to feed behemoths, they used people to be born. That Jonah could count on, which made his next move his only choice, because the creature splayed out below him was a threat, a killer in its own right, but also filled with infectors, the spider-like creature that's only purpose was to bite a host and infect them to begin a molting. It drew in ragged, wet breaths, and after looking down, Jonah saw it was also shot in its muscular chest. The veins that covered it were as thick as ropes. The chest wound must have been why it couldn't move its body. The bullet must have damaged its spine. All it could do was flex its claws with rabid frustration in the snow, as it was unable to grab hold of him. Its immobility allowed Jonah to yank out the depleted magazine, slap in a fresh one, yank the charging handle, lower the weapon just above its face and gnashing jaws, and squeeze the trigger.